This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Over in the UK, much as here, quarantine regulations are being relaxed. But the economic after effects of the pandemic are still piling on, much as here, actually. Most particularly over there, though, in the labor market, something that the Brits are unaccustomed to. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
32-year-old Emma Timberlake worked as an administrator in a small construction firm. The pay was modest, but she says the job was perfect.
The manager was lovely and the operational director was lovely and it was a home from home. You know, it was my forever home.
Forever lasted 5 years. A few weeks into furlough, Emma received a letter just two sentences long telling her that she'd been laid off.
I'm gutted. You know, when you give 5 years of your life and you're passionate about what you do and the clients and customers, to have that terminated in two sentences, I was heartbroken. I am heartbroken still.
And shocked by the sudden change in the economic climate. In a country famous for the ease of finding work, Emma has now applied for more than 100 run-of-the-mill jobs without success.
This is very different from the way it has been in this country.
This is the first time that I do not feel optimistic about a possible job prospect. So, yeah, this is not looking good. This is not looking good.
Self-confidence is the first casualty of unemployment. Staying fit is vital.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to day number one of my 30-minute workout.
In a bid to keep her spirits up, 35-year-old Char Melanie, who lost her marketing job in March, spends an hour a day following an online exercise class.
Knees up. 10 seconds.
She does voluntary work for a local charity too, but she admits the fruitless, dispiriting search for a job is getting her down.
It's actually quite terrifying now that I apply and it just seems that applications just go into a black hole. It's just silence. Nothing.
Sian lives with her boyfriend, who's still working, but as an independent young woman, she's determined to pay her way and is dipping into her savings. Unemployment, a totally new experience, is taking its toll.
It's kind of a big black cloud over me that I'm not earning, and we're now coming into the third month, and how many more months is it going to be? I've never not had a job. I love to work. Yeah, I really do.
The lockdown has already cost at least 1 million British jobs. When the furlough scheme winds down and the government stops paying the wages of more than 8 million workers, there are likely to be many more unemployed. But lockdown has not been universally negative. In her living room, painter Cece Phillips sets up her easel and puts the finishing touches to one of her vivid portraits. Cece had been working from home for her ad agency employer, but she decided to quit that job and launch herself as a full-time artist.
Obviously, the pandemic is awful and lockdown has caused just a huge strain on everyone's lives, but I did also see it as an opportunity to do art.
So far, the gamble has paid off. Her canvases are selling briskly and she has 6 months' worth of commissions.
Lockdown presented me with the opportunity to build up my work and follow my passion and really commit to doing something that I'd always been too scared or hesitant to do.
But Cece is an exception. For millions of Brits, lockdown will probably not prove a springboard. A leading recruitment agency predicts that by the fall, unemployment could hit 15%, the worst level of joblessness here since the Great Depression. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.